I could be an absolute beast. By the way,
you could.
I know you're going to really hate me when I say this right now. I called up a surgery place.
No, you are not. You doing are not.
You are 28,000 dirhams for a gastric band.
You
do not
need
to do gastric band, mate. You do, you're not fat.
Yeah, no, but like
you don't. You know, you're not overweight.
Have you seen my dad?
Go and go.
That's what I'm going to be. I like to eat.
Unless
I've got a problem.
Control what you put in. You can eat a lot of food. Sorry, I know it's Ramadan if you are fasting. But you can. It's what you put in your mouth. Like last night, you devoured that entire massive, large thing that has a double Z and an A at the end.
Yeah, but I'd done a workout, hadn't I? I felt like I deserved it.
Did you think you really thinking about doing a gastric band?
28,000 dirhams.
This is not just fun, like we're joking. This
I've
is,
seen like
we've a, talked to Rossi off the radio about it, saying you don't need to
I've
do.
I've seen
gastric.
A few people. It looks good.
Yeah, but you need. First of all, I think you need to qualify to be able to get one, which I don't think you do because you're not.
Listen, this is
obese.
Here. You can. You've got the money.
If you're a doctor and you can do a gastric band surgery, no, I just want to talk to you now then, because let's see if you would qualify. I don't think you'd qualify for it. But if you're a doctor and you do the surgery or you know about gastric band surgery, that's where they basically, from what I understand, they put a little band through your stomach. So your stomach. So what you when you start to eat, you become full fairly quickly.
The thing is, though, I reckon you have to have like a top-up operation later on in life.
It's not. It can be dangerous. It can be deadly, you know.
Yes.
And, you know, but I look like people who have got it.
I don't want you to. You know, you look like people who have had it. Yeah. Anyway, all right. We look like we've got a doctor coming in. I think we've got a doctor on the phone right now. Just
no, it's not.
Okay, let me check news headlines. Or if you've done the gastric band as well. All right, 0442 31000. We'll take calls next. This is serious, Rossi. I don't want you to do it. Honestly, I love you. How you doing, Pretty Malik? Myself. And Big Rossi, we all did a Virgin Radio challenge last night. We did an obstacle course challenge. It was really fun down at Dubai Sports World.
It was a lot of fun.
Out of the 13 of us at Team Virgin Radio, Rossi came last.
Yeah.
And I could see that he was affected.
Well, he's disappointed, I think, right, Ross?
Well, especially when Sabrina beat me, yeah.
Ooh. Why are you taking aim at Sabrina?
Little Sabrina here works in our branding department. And
no, I'm joking. You know, she's about, really good.
Well, okay, hold on. But then you just told us on the radio you're inquiring, and you've discussed this with us off the radio before. That
day before yesterday, I called them up, yeah.
To do gastric band surgery.
Some surgery place that's named after a coconut or something. I don't know. Anyway, I called it up, and it was like, I was intrigued because when I have a day off from my healthy meal plan, I like have food, like too much of it, and it's counteracting.
I don't think you need to do it, mate. You look good. I don't think you'd even qualify to do it.
I don't think so.
Maria, you've done the surgery. You've had gastric band surgery.
Are you?
Yeah, Maria?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. So you've done the surgery?
I have done the sleeve, which is a much safer option than the band. So, Rossi, I'm going to talk to Rossi now. I know that a lot of people will tell you not to do it. A lot of people are not walking in your shoes. I know what it means to not being able to, like, eat healthy all the time because you're hungry. You're always hungry, and you keep eating that salad. You finish it, you're still hungry. You eat more salads, you're still hungry. So I know what you're going through. I've done the sleeve surgery around 4 months ago. I've never looked better. I'm happy with the results. It's safer than the band, so I honestly advise you to look into that rather than the band.
So do you eat less now? Like when you eat, you get full quicker?
Less, because what the sleeve surgery actually does is that they remove 70% or up to 80% of your stomach.
Oh, great.
So you basically have a new stomach. You have a smaller stomach. So you get full much, much quicker. So like, for example, now whenever I'm starving, I have 2 or 3 bites of anything I want to eat, and then I'm absolutely full.
But what do you do, like, in the future?
Extra large pizza in the past. Sorry?
In the future, do you have to have, like, any updated surgery or anything to it, or?
No updated surgery. Some people just don't like, because you're losing weight fast, so you might get extra skin. Of course, you have to work out, but there's no way around it. But you know what? I'd rather have the extra skin than to, you know, be overweight.
All right, Maria, thank you. Can I say a lot of calls are coming in. Iwana, you were turned down to do the surgery. Doctor said no.
Yes, actually, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Rossi. Yes, actually, I am in Rossi's shoes. I do. I understand what he's going through. I was turned down by two surgeons, even though I was qualified for it. I was totally healthy, but they told me that this surgery should be my final and last option.
And I agree on that. It should be the final last option. You're not there. Fatima, your husband's done it.
Yes, he did. The thing is, he was waiting around like 150 plus. He dropped till 80 kg, and it took him about 2 years to gain that weight back.
You got the weight back?
Even after the band.
How'd you do that, though? Because
it's not really the band. It's basically the other procedure where you cut off a bit of your stomach.
The sleeve that we just heard of.
Oh. Yeah, and regardless of which one you go for, because I also have friends who their husbands did it, and it's still, you know, you gain your weight back. You're on medication. He's always on medication. When you go out to restaurants with your friends, you don't get to eat like normal people. You take an hour to eat. Like, he takes a long time.
I don't know the medical term. I'm sure there are some people that need to have this surgery. But yeah. I feel like for a lot of people, and a friend of mine did it as well, I just felt like they're lazy and cheap and just like... not committed. No, I'm being serious.
You don't know, like,
mate. I was 128 kilos. I was the fattest of fat, yeah. And I could have just gone, "Oh, I'm going to go do this surgery and just lose the weight." But instead, I'm not saying I'm great because I did it. But I trained for a. I mean, I hit the gym so intensely. I ate so well for that year, and I dropped 20 kilos. So for someone to say that, oh, you know, I couldn't lose the weight. You couldn't lose the weight because you were weak.
So I think, Chris, what you're trying to say is, okay, that's an option for you, Rossi, but I think you haven't given the workout eating healthy a 100%. Try.
You haven't gone to the gym in how long?
In how long? Well, 2014, when I got married, was the last time I was
I know.
Gym.
Like, so don't just be like, oh, I'm going to go. I do. I play
football and that. But
that's great, which is great.
It's called Fat Dad's Football.
But
that's what you call it.
I think maybe you should try a lifestyle change first.
Yeah, we've discussed this, and it's always in the 9 o'clock hour, 17 times. All right? You're just banging your head against the wall.
No, I'm...
Go and do the surgery.
Can
then.
I
go.
Finish? Can I finish what I'm saying?
Yep.
I said, don't... Instead of going, I'm going to pay 30,000 dirhams for a surgery that may or may not work, as we're hearing, try it whenever you feel it's right for you. Try a lifestyle change. And then if it doesn't work and you've exhausted all your resources...
Yeah. I'm just thinking about the future because...
Yeah.
It's genetic in my family that it's we're, not all, we're all fatties.
That's great. My family's fat. A lot of my mum's side is fat. And if I don't watch what I eat and don't go to the gym, I will continue to be fat. But you just got to monitor it. Last night, when you sat and ate a large pizza, I had a salad. That's the difference.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm better than you, but I'm just saying, rather than saying I'm going to have 70% of my stomach removed, really? Because you love food? It just gets to me. It's up to you. If you do the surgery, I'll support you.
Now I feel a bit ill after all the stories. So.
Yeah.
Fadi, you did the surgery real quickly. What's your advice for Rossi?
Well, listen, I would say definitely it's more than just the weight issue. Obesity is a sickness. It's not a matter of just eating. Being obese is like being addicted to food. It's like being addicted to substances, but this time it's about food. It's a psychological issue. You need support. You need a support system. I have done it back when I was 18 years old, back in college, 10 years ago, and I've never felt better. Obviously, you will need to put the work into it. It's not just this magical surgery that will fix stuff for you, basically. You have to put the work and effort to it, because eventually you will gain the weight back if you don't watch your eating. In the past 2 years, since I came to the diet, because my lifestyle changed and I was more relaxed, you know, I gained a bit of weight. Obviously, not back to what I used to be, but I did gain some weight. It's really important to get all of the support before you do the surgery in terms of your friends, your doctors, even if you can go to a support group, kind of like to watch the reasons why you eat. It's not just physical. There's a huge psychological effect to it.
Great answer there, Fadi. Great answer.
You know, my mum and dad went to this, by the way.
You are not alone.
Overeaters Anonymous. They were members of it.
Really? Your mum and dad were members of Overeaters Anonymous.
Yeah, they used to go.
Well, it's not really anonymous for them now. You've just told the UAE.
Yeah, no, but I share everything.
That's nice.
So what? Because both your mum and dad are... I mean, your dad's a big guy. He's like you.
He's really healthy, though. You know, like when he goes to doctors and all of that. Anyway, I need to stop moaning. Yes, I'm going to...
So you want to come to the gym today?
What time?
I don't know. We'll work it out.
Oh my goodness, is it going to happen? Out.
Let's see. If not today, this weekend.
You know what I was planning on doing when I was going back to the UK? I was planning on trying to stay healthy. Going on the bike.
Oh, that's good.
With my dad.
But please don't do gastric band surgery yet.
Okay, I'm not doing it. Yeah, all right.
Okay, there's no
Sorry
need for you
to moan, guys, for listening, you know.